On Saturday, Gypsy communities drawn from all over Europe will be center stage in the Vatican for a special audience with Pope Benedict XVI. The meeting, expressly desired by the Holy Father, will see testimonies from four representatives of different Gypsy communities, an address by Pope Benedict, and a performance of traditional dance by Gypsy children. Members of the Roma, Sinti, Manouches, Kale, Yenish, and Travelers communities from 20 European countries are taking part in a pilgrimage to Rome to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of their patron, Blessed Seferino Gimenez. One of the main organizers of the event is the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. The Vatican Office has long been at the forefront of promoting the rights of Gypsy communities and fostering integration in broader European society. Ira McCarthy spoke to Council President Archbishop Antonio Maria Velio.
Excellency, would you like to tell us how this idea of the Holy Father to receive an audience, a delegation of European Gypsies, came up?
The idea came after a private audience that the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, granted to me. In his pastoral solicitude for the poor, the Holy Father manifested his particular concern about the Gypsy minority and expressed his desire to meet them in the Vatican, thus entrusting the promotion of such event to this Pontifical Council. Our dicastery then requested the collaboration of the Foundation Migrantes of the Italian Episcopal Conference, as well as of the Diocese of Rome and Community of Sant'Egidio. Tomorrow is the day of that great and significant encounter. The group of Gypsies that we expect from four tomorrow will consist of about 2,000 persons who will be here in Rome, also to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the martyrdom and the 160 years of the birth of the Blessed Zeferino Gimenez Malla. Is the first Gypsy martyr of the faith of the Spanish origin.
Your Excellency, what significance do you think that this gesture of the Pope assumes, particularly in a European context, where many countries are working to promote the integration of Gypsies, but at the same time suspicions and anti-Gypsy episodes still persist?
As the Holy Father is keen to emphasize, the Church has the mission to be hospitable and to help Christians to overcome any feeling of mistrust, fear, or worst, rejection of the Gypsies. The Church, therefore, supports every good effort with confidence aimed at promoting the recognition of the minority rights of the Gypsies. In addition, she advocates the authentic integration of these people and try to help them integrate into the society, while maintaining the cultural identity, of course. The Church shall not then cease to remind that they too are called to assume their proper responsibilities. In recent decades, there has been among young Gypsies a certain growing awareness of their proper dignity and desire for greater involvement in the decisions that affect them. It is a reality also perceived by the Council of Europe and the other international organizations, which offer support programs to the Gypsy people to emerge from exclusion and to participate fully in the rights and duties of the society. Certainly, there is still much to be done to make more useful the tool available to international organizations and states for this purpose.
What stage of development is a specific pastoral care dedicated to gypsy populations at the moment?
The specific pastoral care of gypsies has the fundamental task of evangelizing and bringing Christ to them. But this does not mean that the church can shirk her responsibility in the social realm and the duty to denounce the poor conditions they live in and discriminations they are subjected to. In the face of challenges rising from the gypsy community, then the church is called to find adequate new ways and methods to be effective in her ministry. One of the ways of doing so is to insist on the quality of relation between gypsies and the society, which must be based on mutual respect, personal knowledge, acceptance and recognition of legitimate differences. It is certainly not an easy task, but pastoral workers, priests, deacons, and religious men and women do so with enthusiasm. Fruits of this pastoral work can already be seen in the number of vocations emerging from the gypsy population. For example, a few months ago, the Holy Father nominated the first gypsy bishop in India, and there are two vicar general, 25 priests, and 30 religious nuns. In fact, even the local churches are becoming more sensitive to this specific pastoral care, and they do cooperate with international organizations, religious congregations, and movements in this regard.
Finally, Your Excellency, our last question today. What is the best way that you would propose to promote the integration of gypsies in European countries and societies?
Integration is not a one-way process. The society, as well as gypsies, should be willing to follow the path of dialogue and mutual enrichment, which allow us to evaluate and embrace positive aspects of each side. Among the factors that can contribute to starting the integration of the gypsy, enable them to participate actively in social, economic, and political life, I would like to mention, among others, training, education, and professional qualification. Governments and local authorities already offer them access to school education, which will contribute to develop mutual understanding and acceptance among children and young gypsies and non-gypsies. The European Union has launched a training program of social and cultural mediator for gypsies. The church has been active in this field through some religious congregation and ecclesial movements. For example, in Europe, there are now 14 Salesian communities working to make children the young gypsies protagonists of their own human, social, and Christian development. I can also mention the education center such as Bardejov and Kozice in Slovakia, Kazik Bartija in Hungary, Stara Zagora in Bulgaria, Avi Avarov in the Czech Republic, and Tirana in Albania. Moreover, to promote their social integration, it is necessary to raise awareness and aim at creating a positive image of the gypsies, of their cultural identity and values, such as the sense of the family, respect for elders, love for music, dance, etc., etc. Since this is a process that involves two parties, I would insist that it is also necessary on the part of the gypsy a great deal of trust, commitment and participation.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.